Okay, so yesterday I was laying in my bed, already done with the day. I was ready to sleep. I was just listening to my roommates talking. I was trying to get the good night's sleep for real. And then it hit me. I did not record my daily podcast. So I was laying in my bed thinking, what should I do then? Should I get up and do it now? I was too lazy for that, honestly. So I decided that today I'm gonna talk about 2-day rule, which I first came across Matti Ahvela on YouTube, and he basically does a lot of these like motivational, inspirational kind of videos. He's a lot into I wanted to say procrastination, like anti-procrastination, like productivity. I mean, that's what I meant. So he's a lot into productivity and how to make your days more filled with like actions that make sense instead of like mindlessly scrolling, for example, or procrastinating or something. So basically making your days better. And he talked also about 2-day rule, that like if you decide to do something daily, actually I'm not sure if it was a 3-day rule, but I think it was like 3-year rule, this something else. But I can talk about that as well because I love that video so much, but I would have to watch it again not to say any crap that is not true. So 2-day rule is basically if you want to start doing a thing every day, it can be hard. It can be hard to start a new routine, a new habit. So a way to like ease yourself into it, and honestly, it's not only easing yourself into it, it's more like it's almost more productive to do it this way because you don't have to like. If it's once in two, well, yes, if it's once in 2 days, it's like easier to do and you don't have to push yourself and everything. So, I mean, I'm sure that some people wouldn't find it working for them, but I think I do. So that's why I wanna also share it. So yeah, when I was laying down, I was like, I didn't record my podcast today. This is bad. But then I realized I can do it like, I guess I don't have to do it daily because it would just take too much energy. So we're gonna be doing a 2-day rule here. And I think it's gonna be better for everyone. For me mainly, because I still don't think that anyone is gonna listen to this. But yeah. So 2-day rule is like, you know, you're giving yourself like this break to, like, even when you're exercising, even though I'm not that big on exercise, but you can't just go every day. Like, you have to give your body and muscles and everything just like time to rest. Otherwise, you will have bruises or whatever, or you can overdo it with the exercise. And I also learned that the hard way when I tried exercising at some point in my life, and it didn't go that well because I was going every day, and then I was super exhausted and all my muscles were in pain. I was like, well, how are all these other people doing it? But not a lot of people actually tell you that like you actually have to take a day off or something, or like take it way easier on one of the days. So I think this is following the same principle that like, well, you're not really doing anything with your muscles when you're building most habits, unless they involve sports, but you can give a rest to your mind at least, because I can get that it can get very daunting and exhausting and not enjoyable when you try to do something daily. So that was my idea for today, that I'm gonna just explain why I didn't record it yesterday and incorporate this today rule to my podcast routine, because I think it's a good way to deal with this, because I want to keep it going, but sometimes it's not going to be possible to record every single day. So that was it, my 2 days rule. And yeah, I wish you all a good day. Honestly, I'm very curious, how do you do with being busy, honestly? Because I keep thinking that there is a different kind of busy once you move out of your parents and once you become an adult, because despite being busy, you still have to take care of the house, take care of the meals, take care of everything, basically. And it's just so overwhelming sometimes. And you can probably guess where I'm coming from, because I'm coming from a personal experience right now. And like, there have been times when I've been busy, but now I feel like, since I'm not that depressed anymore, I feel like it's like 10,000 times more busy now, since I am motivated to do something. I just feel like I have to go, which sometimes it's not the best thing to do. But yeah, it's this busy that, like, if you are still living with your parents, aside from doing things that you have to do, and a lot of the times it's also work that's making you busy, right? So, like, when you live with your parents, you're usually assuming that you're still a teenager or something, you usually don't work. But let's say that you worked, you're not a teenager anymore, but you still live with your parents. But you don't have to take care of the house, really, because one of your parents would do that, probably. Or you don't have to cook a meal, because your parents would do that. Or go grocery shopping, because your parents would do that. But like this, you have to do it all. Honestly, like, you're busy with work. You're busy outside of work, because you have some personal things that you want to do and keep up with. And then when there are moments when you think like, yeah, I can relax now, you have to do some housework. You either have to make yourself breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You have to clean up things. You have to take care of things. Like, I don't know, it's really interesting how it works. And I'm at this point when I've been busy like this for a while. Like, let's say ever since March or April. Probably April. And now it's like middle of May. So let's say I've been like this for a month and a half. And I will not stop until the end of June. I know this because I already know my plans. And some plans involve me actually relaxing. But like with other people. And me as an introvert, I don't think I don't think that I can 100% relax unless I'm with either by myself or, let's say, with a significant other. But we have to have no plans. If we're with my significant other, we have to have no plans for me to be able to relax. Which usually, since I'm in a long-distance relationship, it doesn't happen. We always have plans, because we always have to use our time together somehow. So yeah, like, even though I'm not gonna be like always working or something, there's gonna be like fun stuff like going to a wedding of a friend or meeting up with my significant other during weekend. But it's all like kind of plans anyways. Like it's something pleasant, something that where I'll have fun, but it's still plans, so I still consider myself being busy. So the business won't stop until the end of June, when I go visit my girlfriend in Japan. Yeah, it's very interesting. And then, like, I guess, well, of course we will have plans. But since it's kind of vacation for me, I left planning completely to them. And I was like, you know what? I just want to visit a pig cafe and a capybara cafe. That's it. And that's all of the plans that I want to participate in planning in. Otherwise, just, you know what's best there. You live there. So just take me around wherever you want. So in this sense, I will relax truly, I think. Because it's like this unusual kind of usage of time. Travel is like fascinating. I can talk about travel for a long time. So that would have to be a different episode altogether. But yeah, until the end of June, I don't think I will not be busy. I'll always do something, which is already tiring me out. But we'll see how it goes. Main thing, I did not break 2-day rule, so I'm very happy about that. I have to run and continue doing things. So this is already kind of valuable time that I'm putting into this project. But it's okay. It's not that long anyways. So yeah. That's it from my part, I think. I hope you'll have a good day. Bye.